Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Last week, the Chinese government devalued its yuan currency three times, totaling about 4% compared to the U.S. dollar. While you heard this news, almost no one is covering the actual reasons this happened and what it means to you. Over the prior 3 years, the yuan has closely paralleled the rise in the value of the U.S. dollar. The value of the U.S. dollar has been extremely strong compared to other currencies over the past year or so. That means that the Chinese yuan has also been strong against other world currencies. This rising value of the yuan on world markets has hurt global demand for Chinese exports. The solution is for China to stop pegging its currency to the U.S. dollar, which is what happened last week. The Chinese even stated their intention to let the value of the yuan fluctuate in the free market. On pegging the value of the yuan to the dollar will slightly stimulate Chinese exports. More importantly, this is an announcement that the Chinese are preparing for a future when the world economies no longer revolve around the U.S. dollar. Major beliefs underlying the current strength of the dollar are that the U.S. economy really has recovered and that the Federal Reserve will soon raise interest rates. As I have repeatedly described, these are naive, false assumptions on the part of investors and central banks. The dearth of investments, minor productivity gains, a declining labor force participation rate, and a flat gross domestic product contradict what politicians and most media are telling the American public. When the dollar's value starts dropping in the next few months, the Chinese will not bail out the U.S. government by purchasing treasury debt. Instead, the Chinese yuan will be in position to take a prominent role in international commerce. While the dollar declines, the U.S. economy will also sink. Since the Chinese began devaluing their currency last week, people around the world are rushing to purchase physical gold and silver for protection from a global currency devaluation war. Will you be ready? That's it for now. Tune in again next time for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communication Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.